With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. Montana Governor Steve Bullock is announcing he's been endorsed in the 2020 Democratic presidential race by Iowa's Attorney General. It makes him the first 2020 candidate to receive the endorsement of a statewide elected official in Iowa. Attorney General Tom Miller says, quote, "For 10 years since we first met, I've watched Governor Bullock proudly carry a progressive vision across every community in Montana, successfully take on the Koch brothers and win, and prove that America is stronger when we unite together," end quote. Miller was one of the first Iowa elected officials to endorse Barack Obama in the 2008 Democratic presidential caucuses, and he's a longtime friend of Steve Bullock's. The Montana Supreme Court has ruled the state failed to make a reasonable effort to reunite a woman with the son who was taken away from her after he was born in Billings with methamphetamine in his system. Justices in a 7-0 ruling issued Tuesday overturned the July 2018 termination of the mother's parental rights and ordered the Division of Child and Family Services to work to reunite the woman with her son. The court said the state was wrong not to move the infant to a placement in North Dakota where the mother lived. Officials also failed to create opportunities to allow her to bond with her baby and did not arrange adequate services to help her address her substance abuse issues. The boy's lived with foster parents in Billings since his birth in October of 2016. I'm Edward O'Brien.
I'm Eric Whitney. Federal officials say an effort to develop a better fire shelter following the deaths of 19 wildland firefighters in Arizona 6 years ago has failed. Officials at the National Interagency Fire Center in Boise, in a decision yesterday, say the current fire shelter developed in 2002 will remain in use. Officials say the current shelter combines the most practical level of protection balanced against weight, bulk, and durability. Researchers conducted hundreds of tests and sent 4 prototypes into the field in 2018, but they ultimately rejected them because of production problems, weight, or bulk. Federal officials had hoped to replace the current fire shelter following the 2013 deaths in the Arizona wildfire, among the deadliest for wildland firefighters in U.S. history and the worst since fire shelters became mandatory in 1977. The number of new elk in the Bitterroot Valley has dropped due to lingering low-level snowpack and cold. The Ravalli Republic reports that the annual ratio between cows and calves in the valley dropped from 24 calves per 100 cows last year to 18 calves this year. The figure was determined by an annual spring elk monitoring flight. There were just under 7,900 elk in the 5 hunting districts surrounding the valley, compared to more than 8,500 last year. A Montana Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks official says the late spring greening may result in pregnant cows delivering underweight calves with a lower chance of survival. The official says the area could end up seeing 2 years of a low cow-calf ratio. Montana Public Radio's news department has won 5 awards from the Associated Press, Television, and Radio Association. Nora Sachs and Nikki Willette took first place in the documentary and spot news competitions, respectively, and our digital editor, Josh Burnham, won Best Web Presence for MTPR.org. Nora Sachs, Corin Cates Carney, and Nick Mott also took second place in the enterprise reporting and continuing coverage categories. A federal judge has ruled a New York man will remain in custody in Montana pending his June 24 trial over charges that he lied to authorities about discussions he had about joining the Islamic State group and avenging shootings at 2 New Zealand mosques. U.S. Magistrate Judge Jeremiah Lynch ruled yesterday that Fab John Almedi poses too great a threat to the community to be allowed to return to his mother's apartment in the Bronx. 2 18-year-old Great Falls women were killed in a nearly head-on crash on U.S. Highway 2 near West Glacier. The Montana Highway Patrol says the car the women were in crossed the center line, hit a guardrail, and then swerved back onto the roadway and into the path of a van. The driver of the van and a 1-year-old child in the car were not injured. Flathead County officials said the victims were Caitlin Benner and Vanessa Fitzgerald. A 37-year-old Butte man has pleaded guilty to felony assault on a minor for fracturing his infant son's skull last May. The Montana Standard reports Ronald Ortiz Cabrera entered his plea today. Terms of the plea agreement were not disclosed. District Judge Kurt Kruger did not schedule a sentencing date.
Prosecutors say the 10-week-old baby was brought to the hospital in Butte on May 11, 2018, and doctors determined he had a skull fracture. The baby was flown to a hospital in Kalispell for further treatment, where doctors discovered he also had a fractured arm and shin bone. Ortiz Cabrera told investigators the baby was struck in the back of the head by swinging doors, but doctors said there's no way such extensive injuries would be caused by swinging doors. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.